T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Andy Hart is with Dale and Keefe every Tuesday and Thursday on WEEI.
If you put a percentage of the possibility happening, what would it be?
35-40%.
You and Keefe.
Look, I understand. I don't have much of an appetite for it. I think there's a fair amount of the fan base that doesn't have much of an appetite for it. In talking to a lot of people in and around the building, there was the sense, and I think you played part of that clip, where he got this barely any time to get any run-up in this offense.
Mike Giardi of the NFL Network joining us last hour. This is our number 3, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart, WEEI.com, is with us. And Mike Giardi said he puts it at 35-40% chance that Cam Newton is back as your quarterback next year.
Yeah, I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Because
Dale,
I feel
speaking
like
of things you don't like, I know you don't like when I make these great comparisons, but
if
you put me in the, let's just say, Daytona 500 in a, Toyota Corolla, do you think I'd win?
Probably
no.
Left.
And you know what I'd say? I'd say, you put me in a Corolla. If you put me in the Daytona 500 with the best car out of NASCAR, do you think I'd win?
No.
I don't either. I think I'd still lose.
I've never seen you drive, but
to me, that's
he did hit a parked.
We don't need to go there.
You did, so I'd say no.
My point is, it is true he was surrounded by less than impressive weapons and options and all of that.
Of course.
But I just, personal opinion, feel like he couldn't throw the football. And when you're surrounded by all that other stuff, you're going to still realize he can't throw the football. And the worst part is, you know who you're going to tick off? You're not just going to tick off now Damir Bird or N'Keal Harry or Devin Asiasi. You're going to tick off guys you've invested in, right? Is that how you want to start your career? Hopefully.
No.
Like hoping you get a tight end and a wide receiver. Their first season, you tick them off because their quarterback can't get them the football.
So here's a quick little exercise, though. So the reason why I agree with Giardi is name a quarterback who you think the Patriots will get instead of Cam Newton. Just name anybody that we've
talked about. Carson Wentz.
All right, they don't trade him. Next.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
He stays with San Francisco.
Jameis
Winston.
Mitchell Trubisky. Patriots feel like they have Cam Newton's better, and he's going to be cheaper than Trubisky.
Jameis Winston.
Shut up.
Good one. Too many picks. They feel like too many picks. Or no, he re-signs with New Orleans. Sean Payton already said he wants them in New Orleans.
Well, sooner or later, I'm going to hit one that, you know. Did we say Fitzpatrick?
We didn't yet.
Ooh,
Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Signs with Chicago. My point is, like, there's no guarantee that, like, any of these guys are going to be available because we've talked about a lot of trades. So either they won't get traded or they'll get traded to another team, right? Like, Deshaun Watson and Jimmy Garoppolo just switch, and then you're like, okay, those are two guys that are out.
But he has a no-trade clause. Remember that. He does have a no-trade clause, and if he didn't want to go into the dumpster fire that is the Jack Easterby era in Houston, he could say, I want to go to stability. There's no more stable place for me than Bill Belichick.
Maybe he goes to Chicago, and he's like, I'm going home.
Well, no, because he says no. What if he says no? Like, how does then they just cut him,
he might say no
to the Patriots.
He might say no to the Patriots.
I understand the theory could be flawed, but let's you know, work with me. There is some reason to believe, some threads that, okay, maybe he and Bill still love each other, they still text buddies, and, like, he wants to be there. He controls it with a no-trade clause, because worst-case scenario is San Francisco says, well, I have this deal. I'm obviously getting Watson. I'm taking him. I got to cut Jimmy. I wanted to trade
him. All right, so then my flip to that would be they don't trade for Deshaun Watson, and the reports of them being fine with Garoppolo end up being true. And Mike Giardi's case of you get one more year, see what you do. And then, therefore, that's another year where he's not on the Patriots. And that's why I think Cam's the only one who I'm like, he will be available. He will be available.
Because nobody Jarrett wants Stidham. Him.
Jarrett Stidham is also available. He's on the team.
Correct.
And as much
Correct.
As he should have shredded him for failing to take advantage of the opportunities, Giardi, yeah. he also didn't really acknowledge what I talked about earlier, that it wasn't a fair opportunity. It wasn't the same opportunity as a normal season
it
would
was
present
different.
For
that's,
a young developmental
quarterback.
And that's
all valid. His weapons weren't good. He didn't have a normal offseason. All valid. But bottom line, do you think that if he has all of those things fixed, and I don't mean Allen Robinson and Hunter Henry, you're
yeah,
not
yeah.
probably getting both those guys, but you upgrade the receiving talent, he has a normal offseason, or as normal as we can have in this day and age, you think he's going to suddenly throw the ball better? Because we all thought his problem was
physical. He's talking about Stidham.
Yeah, but I'm saying if Newton can't do it, and now Stidham didn't do anything to seize the job last year, why do we think he's going to seize it this year?
I would take Stidham. If you said your two options, forget all the hypotheticals or the additions, the subtractions, availabilities. If you said you need to pick one of these two guys, I've seen Cam Newton. I'll take Stidham. I'll take my lumps. And maybe that if worst case scenario, kind of what we said last year, worst case scenario, it really bottoms out. Well, at least I'm picking higher this year when I need a quarterback still.
But if the argument for Stidham is it was a weird offseason, I feel like you can apply that to Cam Newton and even
yes.
double it because he wasn't here a year ago and he wasn't even on the team in March. Like,
he can't throw.
Stidham was.
The offseason
yes,
didn't affect his ability to throw the football,
I know.
Right?
I was clumsy in doing it. My point here is that I don't think Stidham's problem was physical. I think it was mental.
Exactly.
I think for Cam Newton, it's physical.
Correct.
I think he's cooked. You can fix the mental problem for Stidham. I don't think you can fix the physical problem for Newton.
I think
that
some
famous
of it
saying you can't fix stupid.
I know.
I know. I think the majority of it was physical with Newton, but some of those short throws, remember we were talking about like the yips. Like, don't you think there's a chance that like some of those short throws might have been
the
mental?
Yips go away?
Yeah, if you move him to left field.
Yeah.
Okay, if I move him to tight end, I'll take him. Now, I'm a racist because people yell at me for saying he should move to tight end, catch passes. But I would take the unknown over Cam Newton right now. Like, that's how down
not,
I am
like,
on Cam
I'm not
Newton's
arguing
ability.
For Newton like I want
you
Newton.
Feel like
just,
you are.
No, but I'm just mapping out how it could happen again. Like, all these other quarterbacks, either get traded somewhere else, signed somewhere else, and then Bill, all we know of Bill is he has defended Cam Newton all season long, and he played him all season long. That's what we know. So based off of just this season alone, I don't think you can rule it out. And then we have a guy who works for the NFL Network who's very connected who said 35 to 40% chance Cam Newton's back. That's a high percentage.
I hate it.
Well,
I even in Mike Giardi's more optimistic than most scenario, more optimistic in terms of Cam returning, even he doesn't think it's even a 50-50 chance. Even he's saying it's a 65-40.
No, but this is also an interesting year where there's probably 10 NFL starting quarterbacks that are like available or at some level, whether they're free agents or likely trades,
you're going to get a lot of movement.
Combined with having the 15th pick, and there's probably going to be four, maybe five quarterbacks taken in the first round. I think because there are so many available, you're not going to up that number to 65%,
right.
But 35 to 40 would be higher than any other one player would be.
I keep going back to, and Bill nailed it in, I believe it was the final comment of his day after post-mortem press conference, press availability in January, where he said something to the effect like, guys we think are available now won't be available, and a lot of guys we don't think are going to be available will be available, right? And we've seen that endlessly.
Yep.
Watson and Wilson, like just these, J.J. Watt, things are just popping up all along, and all of that is the 70%, I guess, or the 65% if you're Giardi, right? Somebody's going to come available, or, you know, Watson gets traded, and that secondary team that creates another domino that falls. Maybe you're the third domino. Maybe you don't even get the second guy. Like, Watson goes somewhere, that quarterback goes somewhere, but then that place is where the quarterback becomes available. I would take any of those.
No,
the lottery ticket, the scratch ticket, anything that – if your scenario involves Cam Newton, I'm a no. I'm a hard no. I'll take the other option. Give me a two-choice binary. John Anderson loves the binaries. Give me an either or.
Yep.
If Cam is the either – then I'll take the or.
And in Rich's
Marcus
defense,
Mariota.
He doesn't want Cam Newton.
Yes.
I don't want him. You don't want him. Rich
no.
doesn't want him.
No.
But why
even,
would Bill
and even
want
Mike,
him?
Even Mike Giardi said, you know, I don't like this, but he thinks there's a chance.
Right.
I mean, so other than Wiggy, I don't know anybody other than Wiggy who's advocating for the return of Cam Newton. They did a Greg Hill Show did a Twitter poll this morning about, do you want Cam Newton back as your quarterback? When I last checked, it was 85% no.
And that's correct. That is how it should be, maybe even more dominant than that and one-sided than that. So we have to remember, some of us believe that Bill Belichick believed Tom Brady would cave last year, right? I thought he would cave and just come crawling back. So there was some argument to be made that you kind of hit March and it was like, oh boy, we do actually need a quarterback. I got to go find someone. So that Bill should have been thinking about the 2021 quarterback somewhere around what? October, November, like all along he should have been thinking Cam is not the guy. Cam, you know, I know Wiggy got excited in week two and wanted to give him $100 million extension and all that, but Bill had to know months ago that he needed a quarterback, right? So this isn't last year where you could even give him the little bit of benefit of the doubt of Brady. And even the benefit of the doubt, we had no money, we had no assets, we had whatever, we weren't in on. Rivers was a slam dunk. Rivers was going to Indy. So he wasn't really, like, you can make any excuse you want for a year ago. There's no excuses, in my opinion, for not upgrading the quarterback position this offseason. Could be marginal, could be major. Where you fit on that upgrade, that's up for debate.
I'll give you the one scenario where I bring Cam Newton back. And there's only one for me. You draft your quarterback for the future this year, and you either take him at 15. In my scenario, you move up, you get your quarterback. I bring Cam Newton back to be that mentor. You know, God forbid, maybe he's going to have to play three or four games for me until the kid's ready to play. I don't think he'd be a locker room problem. That's the one and only scenario I bring Newton back. He's not going to have any other options.
Like, so it's Tyrod Taylor, he's your...
Yes.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Didn't go great with Fitzpatrick down there. He was ticked off and vocalizing his being ticked off. So I can kind of buy into that, I guess. But it has to be the surefire one. It has to be one of the, this guy's going to play.
One
right?
of the
top
guys.
Four. Even Lance worries me that I might have to sit through a full year of Cam Newton.
That might
Lance
be a whole
ready.
Year. I mean, Jordan Love, Jordan Love went to the Packers, but even there were most, wasn't he like the third string quarterback this year? Like,
yes, he didn't play.
He was nowhere near
ready. When the Bucks and them played, they put the backup in and it was not him. So yeah, he was the third stringer. There's one other way I would take Cam Newton. If they ban the forward pass and you just go back to the old
running
days,
only.
You just run all
just
the time.
Rush attack. Okay.
Give me Cam Newton. I'm fine with that. Otherwise, I want no part of Cam Newton. And again, I feel bad. Feels like we're talking about the Lombardi lady yesterday. Don't
would you
feel a little bit bad piling on Cam?
Would you rather have Jacoby Brissett than Cam Newton?
No. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cam can't throw. Why do you keep shaking your head?
What does Brissett do?
He can throw at
throws,
least.
I don't think.
Not
you know,
that
he
accurately.
Oh, he's a great thrower all of a sudden. Get
nobody
out
said
of town.
Great.
Not,
nobody
get
said
out
great.
Of town.
We just said he can throw.
Oh, my God. But he. Which,
Brissett's
which
inaccurate.
The
Cam
zero
can't
points
throw.
They scored against the Bills did you like?
I didn't say
shut
he was
out
good.
An NFL game.
His second start 3 years ago in his rookie year, Rich.
Terrible. Terrible.
When he wasn't even supposed to start.
I saw it.
Jimmy Fragile was supposed to start.
By the way, here's a PFF for you, Andy. The year Brissett came in, right when the Colts traded for him, and then he started the whole year, best deep sideline passer in the NFL.
Sweet.
What do you think of that?
Great.
That would be really
that's a real Brissett, topic. Brissett to Gunner. Down the deep sideline?
I don't think Gunner's the deep sideline. I would say maybe he hits Demir Bird in the face and he drops it.
Definitely.
If you're lucky.
I could see that happening.
617-779-7937. We get right back to the calls with you guys after Kiefer Madness, which is coming up in just a couple of minutes. And there is a move I would make with my number 15 pick in the draft. I would deal it. And there's somebody locally in the media who's given me the blueprint that I want to follow. We'll get to that in just a few minutes as well. It's Dale and Keefe with Hart.
The beginning of madness. Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
This is madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
Keefe, kiss my ass. How's that sound?
Oh, Keefe's a nice guy.
What now?
I got really into home brewing. I got a home brewing kit. Pretty time consuming.
Who's door, Keith?
Where's Keith?
Where is he?
Where's Keith?
Where is Keith?
Hey, Keith, you're a douche.
This is madness.
I'm going to suggest it might include poop.
Yo, Keith of Madness is so hit or miss.
You're only giving a little spark of madness.
Keith, thanks. You maybe. Jackass.
Give Keith for madness?
I'm going to come in and tub thump you.
I get no doubt.
Bob, I'll tell you a secret. Bob, don't be surprised.
It's big. It's hairy.
A woman that went viral on the internet for putting Gorilla Glue, into her hair is asking for help in this hairy situation.
20-year-old Tessica Brown said she tried everything she could to take out the glue, but so far hasn't had any luck in finding a remedy. According to TMZ, medical staff also had no clue on how to treat her scalp after she used the glue as a replacement for her normal hairspray. She created a GoFundMe page on Sunday asking for $1,500 to help with her medical bills, but that goal quickly smashed, over $13,000 raised.
You know, there are some GoFundMe accounts, you know, trying to help medical issues. I'm happy to make a donation to AJ Quetta's. I made a donation. I'm not making a donation to help a woman who used super glue in her hair.
Well, you know what? You didn't even need to, because she visited a celebrity plastic surgeon who did over $12,000 worth of surgery for free on Tessica Brown, who, as the news report stated, ran out of hairspray last month and decided to use Gorilla Glue. It became such an ordeal that she had to have it surgically fixed. Because, I don't know if any of you guys have worked with Gorilla Glue in the past. Super sticky.
Yes.
Super sticky.
Supposed to be.
You need to be careful with the Gorilla Glue.
Isn't that sort of what its job is?
I think so.
She didn't know what she was reaching for. She reached for the wrong thing. It was too late.
See,
my question is, would you seek out the help of a doctor? Wouldn't this be more of like a chemical engineer? Shouldn't there be like another chemical that would reverse the effects of the gorilla?
There is.
Almost like the antidote.
Isn't it safe to say that doctors are easier to find than chemical engineers, though?
Yeah, but they're going to cut my head off. They're going to like remove my scalp.
Yeah, they're going to.
I'd rather somebody come up with another chemical I can spray on, and now all of a sudden, oh, it's going to just like turn to nothing. And
there is something, I forget the name of it, but there is something that it even says it. I believe on the tube. Acetone.
100% acetone to loosen up Gorilla Glue from fabrics or even hard surfaces.
Feels like it's going to burn,
though. On my hand the other day.
Isn't acetone, like going to burn?
So I actually, I used to have a painting job, so I used to have to use acetone on my forearms every single day, and it didn't really work too well, and I'm probably going to like die when I'm 40. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cancer.
Well, it was a good run.
It's organic. It's not cancer.
Oh. Well, yeah, well, we don't, it hasn't been around long enough for us to know. It's like
organic?
Cigarettes.
Yes, like, it is an organic compound with the formula CH3-2CO.
Right, but don't some things that are organic cause cancer?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not a scientist.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Hard to
pretty
say,
sure there's
really.
Plenty of organic.
It is a highly volatile and flammable liquid.
Some people believe if you over-grill your food and char it becomes a carcinogen.
That.
It causes cancer.
I've heard that.
That's so all you're doing is organic. You didn't add anything to it.
I just like good grill marks.
The guy likes a grill mark, all right?
Are we off the tracks here? Where are we going?
This is fine. So some people,
it's madness.
Some people, as again, anytime something goes viral on the internet, and by the way, Gorilla Glue Girl now has an agent, and I don't know what she needs the agent for. I don't know, but she has
one. Any idiot can spray Gorilla Glue on their head.
Yeah, but now she can get on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
why?
That'd be good.
Does she have a scalp?
She actually just got a fresh new haircut. She went to someplace yesterday, or maybe no, on Valentine's Day she went. It's very short now. It's very short. Looks good, though.
More of a peach fuzz.
She did get over $20,000 in donations. She did say she's going to give, she's going to donate a lot of it to charity. She also
good
received
for her
hundreds of free hair products. So I'm sure people are jumping in
and now
on that.
But she appears to be wearing a hair helmet.
Yeah, it's a tight fit right now is how I describe it, but she's got that going on right now. However, when things like this pop up on the internet, some people say, well, that's a hoax, right? Maybe she's just Maybe she's just trying to become famous. So that enters this gentleman who first appeared on his Instagram and on his TikTok, which he said that Gorilla Glue ain't, you're going to hear what he says, but he doesn't think it's as sticky as it really is. So we're going to play you part of his video, but what I'm telling you is this is a gentleman sitting down at a table with a red Solo cup in his hand and a bottle of Gorilla Glue.
Which he had probably just emptied.
Oh, what are we doing here?
That's damn true. I'm going to show y'all something. I got some Gorilla Glue right here. Super Glue real. Watch out. I'm going to take it, put it on this cup, put it in my mouth. Then I'm going to be licking and get it off. It's easy. Gorilla Glue garbage. I'm telling you now. Watch out. Put it on here. Then I'll put it on my mouth.
So, cut to this gentleman taking
he put
red
the gorilla
Solo Cup,
glue on the
smearing
cup, right?
Gorilla glue all around the rim, puts it in his mouth. That's how the Instagram video ends. Cut to him in the emergency room with a red Solo Cup stuck to his face. We are going to tweet out that picture at Dale Keefe, WEEI.
Oh,
it's
God.
Incredible. We already tweeted it out, so it's out there right now. It's incredible. It cuts to him. This thing is stuck in his face, covering his face. He has like a mask on top of the cup too, almost, or like not necessary. But so that thing, because he thought you could just like lick it and then it would.
Yeah, so
why did he think this?
The caption on that Instagram said, I thought it was a hoax, but now the doctor's telling me they might have to surgically remove my lips.
Yes, and he said, please send him thoughts and prayers. He was asking for prayers.
And I've started a GoFundMe page.
He was asking for T's and P's. He did receive some T's and P's. Most people in the comments were kind of making fun of him. Some guy said, you don't even need your mask. The cup is taking care of it. They were kind of just ripping it through. Because, again, he thought it was a hoax. He thought the Gorilla Glue was a hoax. And for some reason, he was really pro super glue. You notice that? He's like, go get yourself some super glue.
He has a history where Gorilla Glue failed him in one of its, you know, should have been used for. He glued something and it like
it doesn't always work. I tried, I had a TV stand and one of the legs kind of snapped off. I thought I would Gorilla Glue it. Did not work at all. But I didn't smear it all over my face, which is what this guy did.
Well, maybe he should have tried that.
He did get it removed, but I think some of the celebrity, I think, kind of helped him out a little bit. So then he goes to TikTok and he performs a rap based around his experience with Gorilla Glue.
Like Gorilla Glue. Like Gorilla Glue. Like Gorilla Glue. Like Gorilla. If it's up, then it's stuck there. Like Gorilla Glue. If it's up, then it's stuck there. Like Gorilla Glue. If it's up, then it's stuck there. Like Gorilla Glue. Hit that Gorilla Glue. Like Gorilla Glue. I say once upon a time, they had little lint from the lane. And to make it out the hood, that had him a plan. I said he stayed on the net, doing crazy things. And by any means necessary, get in the game. Always on the news, he stayed in the newspaper. Free my friend and shout out my Draper. I'm trying to get this money, dog, I bet you we gon' make it. Most of them love it, but the rest of them hate y'all. People hit me up, talk my Lynn, you need to quit. Well, you could give it up, cause I ain't about to quit. And I ain't about to stop until the get rich from licking ice cream to glue.
Stuck like Gorilla Glue. It's a great
song. Ice cream with glue?
Is that what I don't really
it's a really catchy
saying.
Beat. I'll go
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, it's nice.
So this is post-cup stuck to lips?
Yeah, he said he's going to make the most of it.
So he didn't lose his lips then, apparently.
No, he didn't. And he's going, to go, you need to have your lips kind of like working.
Yeah.
Unless he's rapping through the cup.
Post-surgery.
No, you would be able to tell. There would be like a weird noise. It would change everything. He sounds like he's just going,
I think he's having a good time with it. But then it was funny because when I was looking up this story, they said that this guy was doing the Gorilla Glue Challenge. And I'm like, this can't be a challenge right now, can it? Although
what's
there
the
have
challenge?
Been probably dumber stuff.
Well, where you can put it and
where you can
see
get it
if
stuck.
It sticks. I have an immediate idea.
No,
it would involve another person.
Idea. No, that's
it would involve another person.
Don't do it.
She might be female.
Yeah, that's good. That's actually.
You challenged. Really- The challenge.
Nope. I'm not doing it. It's sticky.
Okay.
All right. Gorilla Glue
is
sticky.
It?
Don't put it in your hair. Don't
no,
put it
he
in your
said
mouth.
It was crap. He, didn't he call
the
it?
PSA.
He had he attitude did. When he started. He was like, this
he
trash
was.
Stinks.
He was trying to prove Gorilla Glue.
We ran a picture lesson. Of him in the emergency room. Yeah.
He could have been fake. He could have just been holding it with his lips. I think it's all fake.
I wonder. I do
it's
wonder
all a
about
hoax.
That.
Maga Hart thinks it's a hoax.
Hoax. Fake news. It's all fake news.
That picture's hysterical, though. You see it?
Yeah.
Yes, I saw.
Keep WEI Twitter. Oh my god!
It looks
god.
Like a strange snowman or something. Where you didn't have a carrot, so you used a red Solo cup for the nose.
And the doctor, I assume that's a doctor who's standing there. It's like he's holding up a piece of paper, and it's as if he's saying, "You do know what it says, Gorilla Glue does here, right? You could read this, right?
Right? It's right there on the thing." He's just like, he's so sad, but he made the most of it. This guy, you know, now he's got a hot new single that's out.
Yeah, I think it's a hoax. I'm not buying it. It's fake.
Okay. All right.
Fake.
Okay.
Everything's all right. So negative
all right.
For you.
All right.
Why is it negative to call it out as a fake? I'm calling BS.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I don't believe somebody's that dumb. And I don't really understand the cup.
If you people are definitely that dumb.
If you wanted to prove it, though, why was the cup involved? Why wouldn't you put it on your lips and go?
Because he was saying you could lick the glue and it would fall right
off. So just lick it right off the tube.
Why? Then you show that it's edible.
No, you got to stick something to it. So I was going to stick it to my mouth and then pull it off. Like, no
problem. He should have reenacted the Christmas Story flagpole scene.
He should have done
that. That would have been a good look.
Why don't you send him a message on TikTok and see what happens?
Give that I'll send him the other idea.
Medicare for All is never going to pass after this.
And never.
No.
Yeah, and I'm paying for this. If we have Medicare for All, I don't want to pay for that. That's ridiculous.
We'll put a stupidity clause in it. How about that?
They won't. They'll actually, you'll benefit from being stupid. That's how it works. Ah.
True. Now this guy's going to get an agent.
Right.
On Dancing with the Stars.
For his new rap career. Yeah.
Be in a video with Little Yachty tomorrow.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. I would trade the number 15 pick in the draft for the Patriots' next quarterback. Somebody else has suggested it, and I am co-signing. We'll tell you about that coming up next. Dale and Keefe with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Like Gorilla Glue. Like Gorilla Glue. Like Gorilla Glue. Like Gorilla.
Back to Dale and Keith. Looking to the 2021 Patriots season.
Signing your starting quarterback should be more important than, I don't know, everything else.
I'm not going to apologize for our record over the last 20 years.
On WEEI.
So we've obviously talked a lot about the quarterback position and what the plans are. And, for instance, if the Patriots pick at 15, and unless something weird happens, and the top four quarterbacks, one of them is available at 15, I think Rich and Andy would both be okay with taking one of the top four at 15.
Yes.
Maybe Trey Lance is more of a question for you, Andy, but you'd be okay with that.
Yes.
Most people think that if you're picking at 15, it's Mac Jones or something lower. There is a plan out there, and I give Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, credit for this one. He's come up with a Patriots mock draft, and as he said, the Pats make a big move for their next quarterback. What he's suggesting is that the Patriots trade number 15 overall, number 46 overall, and a 2022 second-round pick to the Atlanta Falcons for the fourth pick in the draft and grab Zach Wilson.
In a heartbeat, where do I sign up? Now,
yeah.
I don't think
I can't
it's
imagine
realistic.
That gets it done.
No,
I don't think so.
Well, to me, there's problems on both ends. There's the trade package. Is it realistic to get to four? And does he go two? Is he even available at four?
Yeah.
So there's two problems. Like, I think that the Falcons should be fired if they make that trade, personally.
I feel like if you are picking at 15 to get up into the top four, whether it's three or four,
right?
Don't you have to include at least another first-round pick, if
yes.
not two?
Like, especially when quarterbacks are involved. We've talked about it for years. If this were a draft where no quarterbacks were involved, say the top 10 picks are just offensive linemen, D linemen, whatever, that changes things.
Yeah.
Franchise quarterbacks change things, and a lot of people have fallen in love with Wilson, correct? Like, he has become a marquee secondary talent in this draft after Trevor Lawrence. I can't imagine the new what's the name of the new GM with the Falcons? Like, your first major move is that?
Well,
I think you're toast.
Here's what Perry wrote about this. He said, according to Rich Hill's trade value chart, the Patriots are actually overpaying a bit to move up 11 spots.
So I disagree, and I'm with Andy on this one. I think all of these charts, whether it's Rich Hill or Jimmy Johnson or whatever, I think they're a pretty good guide. But we have seen examples, and Robert Griffin III is one of the more recent ones, where that was – you can't just line it up because that was supposed to be this franchise quarterback. That was a year where it was Luck and Griffin and then a big drop-off for quarterbacks.
Right.
So if you wanted to move up, it was going to take a lot. And I just think – multiple ones. So basically, you move down. If you're Atlanta in the scenario, you move down 11 spots and don't even get any more future first round picks.
Nope.
That's a horrible trade.
Yeah, I don't.
You get 2 seconds. You get one this year and
one next year.
Right.
Yeah. And
woo!
Again,
twos.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't understand it at
well,
all.
Well, and in Phil Perry's scenario, the Patriots trade away number 46 as part of this package, but they make another trade to get the 43rd pick in the draft. He's got them trading Stephon Gilmore to the 49ers for pick number 43 overall.
Yeah, so that I could see.
Yeah, that's a more plausible trade,
yeah.
Especially with Gilmore, the contract situation, needing a contract. But the original trade, and the other thing is we need to look at this in terms of the value as it presents itself on draft day. So to me, there's two scenarios here. One scenario is Justin Fields has gone. Somebody like Justin Fields better than Zach Wilson, so now we've gotten, in the first three picks, Trevor Lawrence is gone.
We're assuming the Jets presumably are the team who says,
sure,
you know what?
But whatever.
We'll grab Justin Fields.
But if Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields are gone, then you have Zach Wilson as now really even more valuable. Now teams are scrambling. Like Zach Wilson's A, still available, didn't know he'd be available at this point. B, he's the last sure thing quarterback because I think Trey Lance is a little bit different in where he sits.
Oh, wild card, big time. Yeah.
So to me, that only puts more value on that pick where you might have teams bidding to get up
get
there.
A haul for it. I think we'll be overwhelmed with what ends up happening if – in fact, he's traded, if three or four ends up getting traded. I guess another way of putting it is, would you guys trade two first-round picks to get either Wilson or Fields? Yes.
I would for Zach Wilson. I would definitely do it for Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 15th this year and whatever your first is next year, yes, I would.
So would I. The position's too important, and this does two things. Like, if Bill really wants sort of, value there. Okay, great. Rookie deal. This is as good of a value as you're going to get for a real quarterback. It's a plan, which I've been begging for all along. And again, this is sort of the issue that you ran into with winning some of these games, winning, in my mind, some of these meaningless games and picking at 15 instead of picking at 8. Like, if you told me they were picking at 8 and they needed to move up to 4, all right. Now you really got something here because chances are, say Atlanta really likes either one of the best corners or one of the best D linemen or one of the best line, like they could get him there. But if there's a guy they really like, they're taking a huge chance by moving down to 15. They're probably not getting the guy that they like. So you just put yourself in a really tough spot to move up there. But yeah, I would trade 2 ones. It's the most important position in sports. You have to do it.
A side note to Phil Perry's mock draft that we're discussing here. In the fourth round, 139 overall, he's got the Patriots taking Boston College tight end Hunter Long, who was kind of the darling of the Senior Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have no issues if they were to take him, you know, in the fourth round. I'd be all for it.
See, the only problem I'd have with it is now three mid-round tight ends in a two-year span, and I don't know that any of them are number one tight ends or even, quite frankly, number two tight ends.
No, I want a veteran tight end. I don't want another young tight end.
Because now you're just throwing young numbers at the spot and hoping that one of them hits a home run, I guess, from mid-round talent. So I don't see the need for that. But I'll be honest with you. If they trade up for Zach Wilson, do whatever the hell else you want.
Yeah,
the rest of the draft,
win.
I'm happy. Yeah. And now go into free agency because, okay, you've used some draft assets to get your quarterback. Now go into free agency. Try to surround your young quarterback with a more talented roster with your $60 million, however you feel that is. If you feel like you need David Andrews for part of this plan, keep David Andrews, right? Give him a veteran center that'll be, you know, communication, solidify up the middle, or if you need to go get the tight end, the wide receiver. Wilson and money, sign me up. Speaking of money, you guys buying this whole idea that he's a rich kid and that's a bad thing?
Yeah. Oh, I read that part of it.
Like his uncle owns JetBlue, I guess.
Yeah, but like not all rich kids are entitled brats, but it sounds like he is.
Are we sure about that, though?
Well, I don't know. I'd read that. That's what a scout or a
you believe everything
scout,
you read.
He also looks like he can huck the football around like a
yes,
stud.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He looks good to me. Familiar with Gillette Stadium from his time at BYU when he played BC, right? Or UMass?
But wasn't that one of the knocks against Johnny Manziel too? That he was like he was a rich kid.
Well, he was a drunk.
He had a lot of problems.
I mean, he had substance abuse issues, and
that's a knock against like so many QBs that come out though. Josh Rosen was the same thing. Baker Mayfield was the same thing.
Josh Rosen. Okay.
Well, you're also, but
Josh
you're
Rosen,
also
they thought he was too smart.
A lot of rich
he
kids.
He was a problem, though, too, at UCLA. He had like, his issues.
I feel like this is a whole bigger
like,
picture
being a
question.
Turd, I mean, not like getting in trouble.
A lot of these rich quarterback kids are the quarterbacks because they go to these Elite 11, these camps, and their parents are sending them all over the country for coaching. And they get more advantages. So they're a leg up. So I don't know. It looks like he can play to me, and I'd be excited to have him. And then I'll call him a dink in 2 years.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
There's another new mock draft out there. Daniel Jeremiah from Move the Chains has his mock draft out today. He doesn't have any trading in his mock draft, but he's got the Patriots at 15 taking, you're going to love this, South Carolina cornerback J.C. Horn. And his contention here is there's a lot of scuttlebutt about the Patriots trading Stephon Gilmore. So you go draft the guy who could theoretically replace him. I think a first-round cornerback is probably not what Patriots Nation is looking for, but that probably
that's about as far away from my Zach Wilson excitement as you can get. Like, that's the opposite end of the – because, wait a minute, I know there's a trade for – but what about J.C. Jackson? Now we need another – what's his name? J.C. Horn? Is that his last name?
Casey.
Yeah, John said he's Joe Horn's kid.
Yeah, J.C. Horn, J-A-Y-C-E-E. And he is – yes, he's Joe Horn's son.
I love Joe Horn.
See, I was thinking Jason
C. Horn. Cell phone in the end zone. That's good stuff.
He, Patriots legend Joe Horn, right?
No.
Yeah, like with Reggie Wayne. Reggie, Patriots legend. Okay, guys, move on.
Yeah, I don't think Joe Horn ever came here.
Never even sniffed
Not
coffee
even
here,
once.
From what I understand and remember.
You're thinking of either Torrey Holt or Reggie Wayne or Eric Decker or...
somebody not named Joe Horn.
Joey Galloway. Ocho Cinco.
Galloway. But yeah, Galloway.
You're thinking of Joey Galloway. All
a right. first-round cornerback, even if he's good. See, I know I fly in the face here because part of me says, if you can't get your quarterback, then build
your
team.
You just need a really good player.
Get the best players.
Yeah.
But that one just feels like, because J.C. Jackson. So now you're moving on from J.C. Jackson. You're not willing to invest in him because we saw him as a number one corner and it wasn't that good. He wasn't
as good as PFF said. Like, that does feel like a Patriots pick, though, because we're all going to have, especially as we get closer and closer to the draft, we're all going to have our favorites at like all these different positions. And just from the outside, even though we know the contract situation with Gilmore and Jackson, if you just ranked the needs on the team, cornerback would probably be second or third to last, and then that's who they would take. And you'd say, what?
Yes.
And especially if there's a linebacker that you like or a wideout that you like or, God forbid, one of the quarterbacks that you like are all available, you're going to lose your mind, but that's going to be typical Patriots.
Look, skimming this, I didn't read it pick for pick. I also would criticize them. Terrible layout. They make the name the smallest thing on the page.
You can't
page.
Hardly
the,
read it.
The hardest thing to find is the name of the player. Everything else is much bigger.
Ooh,
don't
just tell
get
me
it.
Who they took.
Yes. But on this one, like Kyle Pitts is gone. I think he goes as high as six. Micah Parsons, who people have fallen in love with as an opportunity, he's off the board. So it's not like they're passing on those guys. I didn't notice the wide receivers because I'm big on Waddle.
I like
the
Waddle.
Ones that have Waddle at 15.
He might
I would
be there
take
at
him.
15.
I'd take him. I'm all for Waddle. Move on from N'Keal Harry. I know you just took one a couple years ago, but you failed at that. You got to be ready to move on. Go.
Looking at all these mock drafts, and again, we'll discuss it more as we lead up to it, but the more Electric Boogaloo, where they had nothing to do with Belichick, nothing to do with the team, and a third-round pick. Because I remember saying, yeah, they'll lose a pick. They'll get a slap on the wrist, like sixth or seventh-round pick. Like they took a day two pick for that? That's insane.
They lost something more valuable than the compensation for Tom Brady.
Right.
That's what they lost. Or the compensation.
It's
or the compensation for Gronk when they traded him. Like, they lost something more tangibly valuable than those things for a guy making an honest mistake by pointing a camera in a certain direction.
I don't see the advanced scout in this footage.
By the way,
I just want to punch that guy in the face every time I hear his damn voice.
The Daniel Jeremiah mock draft, he's got at number 13 the Chargers taking Jalen Waddle. At number 14, he's got the Vikings taking DeVonta Smith.
Oh, the dream is dead.
14. Wow, that seems low.
Now, he also says about the Vikings, they've got holes to fill on defense, but they could give Kirk Cousins a heck of a trio by adding Smith. So he's holding out the possibility in his scenario where they go defense because they've got holes to fill, and all of a sudden DeVonta Smith is sitting there for you at 15.
If DeVonta Smith is not drafted in the top 12, if you're the Patriots, don't you move up a spot and just grab him?
I'm a little more hesitant of him.
He's a little guy. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
That worries me. And I don't know why it worries me, because it's all about production. He proved he can produce.
He was pretty productive, yeah.
He was, but I also think they did a great job getting him open, and I don't know if he's going to be as open and have as much space to work, because he's not like Tyreek Hill, where
he doesn't
have to be open. He's not going to make you miss no matter where you are covering him. I thought they did a really good job schematically with him, and I also think it's, for whatever reason, I like Waddle better, but a lot of drafts do have the third receiver making it to the Patriots. Well, a lot of times it's
that
Waddle.
Would be tempting.
Chase and Smith.
Chase
go.
Is going to be long gone. He should be. That guy, I think, will be the best out of that draft. But
so that's good for us, though, because they won't take the receiver. He's available. That is the perfect day after draft. You can Fridays. Yeah, that Friday, you guys can spend 10-2 ripping them
for
not taking
Jalen
Waddle.
Take
why you took an offensive guard at the 15th pick of the draft?
You got South Carolina cornerback.
Yeah, some Joe Horn's kid.
I have prepared myself for disappointment, because as this draft season has gone on, I have psyched myself up for a player who probably won't be there. Now, a couple of the mock drafts have had Micah Parsons sitting there for the Patriots, and in fact, the Patriots taking him. Jeremiah's got him going at 7 overall to Detroit.
Yeah.
He is the kind of player that, and I have now psyched myself up for, he's going to be sitting there at 15. You got to take this sideline to sideline linebacker yep. that you so desperately need.
Your only hope with him is twofold, that some teams have a weird thing about guys that took a year off for whatever reason. Maybe they feel like that, you know, drops them. And then he has this whole hazing lawsuit thing. Can this be like draft day where suddenly teams start passing on him and they're not even sure why kind of
like
thing?
Like Laramie Tunsil.
But, see, Jeremiah, in my opinion, I really like Daniel Jeremiah. I think he goes strict talent. He's like, it's like Mac Jones. He has him at the end of the first round. He's not playing, he's the 12th pick in the draft. 100%. He's this. No, I love like, Daniel Jeremiah for this, and I think for Parsons and Pitts, he's just saying that's how good they are. That's where they should go.
I don't think Parsons is going to be gone because I think the hype is going to continue to grow between now and then. I also think there's nobody else like him in the draft, and you just saw how impactful Devin White could be on a team that I don't think there's any chance he's there at 15.
You could argue those are the most rare and impactful players in football now. That ridiculous, speedy linebacker. They're hard to find. But they're needed. Like, they're part of the game because you have so many offenses with
you can stay on the field the whole time.
You know, whether it's, Run DMC, McCaffrey is doing all these things, or Tyreek Hill motioning out of the back. If you have a guy that can do things in the middle of the field like that, they're invaluable. But they're hard to – there's not many of them that come out of college football. They just aren't.
And that's why I think somebody will talk themselves into it because it's like you got to take him in the top 10. I'd be shocked if he made it down there.
Yeah, Jeremiah's got Pitts, by the way, going at 6.
And
Parsons at 7.
There. Yeah.
So I just want to summarize the first 3 hours of today's show. We have Cam Newton playing quarterback, right?
Yeah, good chance. 35-40% chance, according to Giardi.
We have them taking a quarterback.
That means there's a 60-65% chance he won't be.
Just telling you, I'm not all that interested in the upcoming season if these things come to fruition.
They bring back Cam and draft a corner.
And draft a cornerback.
Nice. I thought the secondary was already good. It was already the strength of the team, right? Last year, and they weren't very good.
They're going to start peeling off pieces.
Boo-hoo.
Mm-hmm. But the Celtics look good.
Nope. Bruins.
Yes.
If the Bruins can play within the world of the NHL COVID crisis, they're fun to watch.
You
nailed it, Rich. Right. There's the positivity.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. There are probably going to be, in fact, there already are. There was one today, a cap cut in the National Football League. Today was a Pro Bowl defensive tackle who was a cap cut. We'll go through the list of some of those and see if any of these pique your interest. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.